time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Today is one of the most important days for both classic and cliche sports debates. It's Baseball Hall of Fame Announcement Day. This is the day when the Baseball Writers Association of America will let us know who is getting into the Hall of Fame. It is that special time of year that lets us yell and scream about who did get in and, more importantly, who didn't. And there's no group of voters that gets sports fans as upset as Baseball Hall of Fame voters. Ironically, you could say they're the Barry Bonds of pissing off baseball fans. Remember last year when no one was inducted into the Hall of Fame? The writers looked at Schilling and Bonds and Clemens like, no. Way to read the room there, voters. We're going through COVID. Any sort of real sports news and celebration would have been great, but nope. The writers took their ball and they went home. My message to all the voters, do the right thing. Put the heroes and the villains in Cooperstown. The great thing about the baseball version of the Hall of Fame is it's discerning. This is not basketball where everyone gets in. Mitch Richmond, really? Huh? You got to earn it. But damn, your club is harder to get into than a late 1990s nightclub when the bouncers are like, yeah, I'm not letting you in. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, 10 dudes stinking of Red Bull and Jager bombs, they got a better chance of bouncers letting them in a nightclub than the greatest hitter of our generation does of getting 75% of the vote. So first up, let's go with the hero, David Ortiz. 541 home runs, 22nd in RBI, hitting .286. No DH was better at their job than he was. Super clutch during the World Series, 10-time All-Star, MVP of the 2013 World Series. The equivalent of his career in any other sport, first ballot Hall of Famer, get it done. As for steroids, yep, his name was part of that New York Times report that he failed a 2003 survey testing for performance-enhancing drugs. But Ortiz never failed from 2004 to the end of his career, so maybe he escapes the steroid cloud. He gets to go in as a hero. Now let's get to the villains. Hey, listen, I'm not subscribing to the Curt Schilling YouTube channel. I'm not liking any of his posts, but the man's a Hall of Famer. At the biggest stage, often against stacked Yankees lineups, Schilling dominated. An ERA of 2.23 in 133 career postseason innings that includes the World Series, which he won three. It's a no-brainer. Next is Roger Clemens, and yep, his days in Toronto are as fishy as day-old shrimp cocktail when he won back-to-back Cy Young here with the Jays. But even before his arrival, Clemens already logged over 2,700 innings, three Cy Youngs, one of the most dominant pitchers in the American League. He gets in. Finally, we get to the big bloated face of the steroid era, Barry Bonds. You know what? Fine. Let's ignore the record-setting 73 home runs he hit in 2001. Fine. From his first year in 86 to 98, when the steroid era really started to become a thing, he had already won three MVPs. He's the only player with 400-plus home runs, 400-plus steals, back when stealing a base was prized and his face looked skinny. Listen, I could rattle off all his other statistics, but it'll get boring. Let's just say this. He kind of finished every year in the top five of everything. Then there was his last year. At the age of 42, he had a better on-base percentage than any player in baseball this year or last year. At the age of 42, his on-base would have ranked number one this year, would have ranked number one last year. It's crazy. We can get in the conversation, but Colin Kaepernick getting blackballed, but Barry Bonds like, hold my beer for a second. So come on, baseball writers. Give us something interesting to talk about. Give us something to celebrate. Much better than all the other baseball-related news. That's just more fighting between the union and the owners. We've gone over this every year. The Hall of Fame, it's a museum. It's there to record history. You can't have a Hall of Fame without Bonds, Clemens, and Schilling and the stories they tell, both the good and the bad. Schilling's one of the best postseason pitchers I've ever seen. Greg Maddux is the only pitcher I would put over Clemens that I watched. And Bonds is the best hitter I've seen. Maybe eventually Trout takes over, but still Barry Bonds. They were the players you would pay to watch. they were the players that made you the most nervous when they faced your team. They are the players whose busts I would first go see when visiting Cooperstown. They belong in the hall, warts and all. Actually, I didn't mean for that last line to rhyme. I got damn it. Well, it did. And that's it. That's my opening thought.
I'm finished.